Hi there from the Communications and Public Engagement team at Summit County, Utah. This is Summit in 6. Let's kick things off and get caught up.
Hey everyone, welcome back to another week of news here on Summit in 6. We're going to kick things off with a reminder about proper sandbag disposal and some important tick season information. Then we'll talk about the upcoming community noxious weeds tour and wrap things up with some reminders and updates on some of the road construction projects across the county. Let's get into the news.
Okay, up first, we wanted to give one more reminder about how best to dispose of your sandbags when that time does come. Once acquired, sandbags are your responsibility, including proper disposal. Summit County does not offer sandbag pickup or individual disposal options. Residents who live within city limits can always contact their municipality to see if they do offer those disposal options. Residents who are physically unable to dispose of their sandbags can request help from the Sandbag Samaritan volunteer list by emailing pio@summitcounty.org. Be aware that sunlight does quickly degrade sandbags, and one more reminder to please not dump sandbags in rivers, creeks, streams, canals, ditches, roadway gutters, storm drain inlets, or anywhere but on your property.
And just some basic safety reminders to wear gloves, long pants, and long sleeves when you're disposing of bags and sand. Suggested disposal options include reusing sandbags on your personal property. I also know there's a lot of people that are requesting sandbags for chicken coops and things, so a lot of places that we can use that sand. If you don't have any place to use it, you can also dispose of it at the landfill or your trash receptacle. But if you do put it in your curbside bin, please only put one bag in at a time. And that's for safety reasons for our trash pickup crew. And do not place multiple sandbags on the curb for pickup. They won't be picked up. Sand or sandbags that have been in contact with floodwater specifically should not be reused in ways that involve direct regular human contact, such as sandboxes or playgrounds. And if you believe your sandbags may have come in contact with sewage, fuel, or other non-household chemicals, you can contact Summit County Environmental Health at 435-333-1502 with questions on how to safely dispose of that. And as always, get the most information on sandbags and flooding at summitcounty.org/flooding.
Spring has sprung in Utah, which means ticks are back. We urge our listeners to stay vigilant and informed to help protect yourself from these tiny but troublesome creatures. Our first tick tip for the season is to avoid grassy, bushy, or sage-brushy areas along the edges of woodlands and fields through mid-July. For more tick prevention information, please visit summitcountyhealth.org/ticks.
All right, and up next, we want to congratulate our Sheriff Justin Martinez. Earlier this week, he was confirmed by the U.S. Senate to become the next U.S. Marshal for the District of Utah. Justin is a U.S. Coast Guard veteran and has served as our sheriff and was previously a member of the Summit County Sheriff's Office before becoming sheriff. He's dedicated his life to keeping our community safe, and Summit County has been lucky to have him for the last 8 years. Congratulations in your upcoming position as Marshal, Justin.
Summit County's Weed Control Program is hosting a community noxious weeds tour on Saturday, June 24th from 10 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. to educate residents on the most wanted weeds here in Summit County.
Residents will join Dave Bingham, our weed superintendent, and Dan Pena, our weed enforcement officer, as well as some other special guests at two different locations, Richardson Flat and Pinebrook, to learn to identify and control noxious weeds on their properties.
Transportation will be provided for up to 14 people, so please RSVP for free at bit.ly/weedstour23 to reserve your spot. We already have 6 spots filled up, so if you're wanting to come to this tour, sign up as soon as possible. Gloves are suggested but not required, and coffee and pastries will be provided before the tour begins. And yeah, we hope a bunch of people come out and learn about weeds with our awesome weeds crew.
Finally, we wanted to give an update to our listeners with some reminders about summer roadwork projects here in the county. Earlier this month, UDOT began the first phase of construction on the US 40 flyover from northbound US 40 to westbound I-80. To safely complete this work, the US 40 flyover will be closed for up to 1 month. The ramp will open by the 4th of July weekend.
Additionally, UDOT crews will be paving and improving the Devil's Slide Bridge this month. A heads up for our listeners that all traffic to Croydon must continue on I-84 to exit 115 in Hennifer. Due to heavy traffic and narrow roads, please slow down and expect traffic coming from the opposite direction. During construction, exit 111 on I-84 will remain open to turnarounds, but the Croydon Bridge and access to County Highway 1980 is closed until the bridge work is complete. Schedules are subject to change due to inclement weather, equipment issues, or material availability, so we'll be sure to keep you updated at summitcounty.org/roadprojects.
And the last project update we have is UDOT's work on US 40 to SR 248 at the Wasatch County line. The most up-to-date schedule we have from UDOT is from Monday, June 12th through Saturday, June 17th, there will be daytime single-lane closures in place on US 40 in both directions from 5 a.m. to 5 p.m. for concrete grinding operations. On Monday, June 12th and Tuesday, June 13th, SR 248 northbound on and off ramps are expected to close from 10 p.m. to 5 a.m. And on Wednesday, June 14th and Thursday, June 15th, SR 248 southbound on and off ramps are expected to close from midnight to 6 a.m., so please plan accordingly. If you're looking for more information about the project, you can visit bit.ly/US40project. That's bit.ly/US40project.
All right, that's all the news we have for this week. Tune in next week for more on Summit in 6.